everyone. Welcome to WD Carousel, a podcast. My name's Ian.
And I'm Laurel.
And our beloved Crystal is out. She is ill.
So it's just us carrying on today.
Yeah, we're just going to, we have some stuff that we're going to talk about. And
got some stuff for you.
Yeah, we got a couple episodes for you. But this week we are talking about Genie Plus, which we've talked about in the past.
Yes, but now we're going to talk about our personal experiences with it.
Exactly. Because
we definitely had opinions before. Right. I certainly did, as everyone who's listened to that episode knows.
Yes, and yeah, I think we all had feelings about it. My feelings have shifted, but I still feel like my overall feeling about it is kind of the same.
Oh, same.
So,
yeah.
So I think that'll be interesting to go through. But I guess at first, now that we've done it, we can kind of talk through how the new system works compared to how the previous FastPass Plus system worked.
Or MaxPass, yeah.
Yeah, MaxPass, all the systems that existed previously. So to kind of get started, and we've talked about this in an episode a while ago, but we're going to just say
just
it again.
Just a brief reiteration.
Yeah, reiteration. We've got Genie Plus, the actual service Genie Plus,
yes,
which has some other things that I was not entirely clear on what they were providing. There was like...
Yeah, they'll provide kind of like suggested times to go on things.
Yeah.
Like in the morning, you'll go through things and say, I'm going to this park and what rides do you want to ride?
Right.
Or what experiences do you
right
want to experience?
They had their kind of suggestion system
yes
built in. And some of that is part of the free Genie service and some of that's part of the paid thing. They had like lenses and they had some other stuff that was
stuff
kind of
that they
added
don't explain very well.
Right, exactly.
And then no one will be using
right
because no one knows what it
and
is.
And it'll just die away at some point.
Yes.
The real core of the system is... Really, the best way I can describe it is you pay a daily fee to
yep
use it, or it'll be rolled into your package.
$15 a day.
$15 a day per person. Yep. And in doing that, you get what is kind of, to me, feels similar to the original FastPass system blended with, like, MaxPass, which is sort of you get your flat fee, and what that does is it opens up a bunch of rides to you to reserve the next available fast pass, basically.
Yes.
Available. It's a lightning lane now. They call them all lightning lanes. Available for distribution.
Yes.
So
you can
yeah
only make one every 2 hours.
Every 2 hours. Or when your first one has been used. That was what it worked for us. So let's say you created one way before the park opened, like at like 7, or like when it opened at like 7, and you had an earlier one. When you used it, if it was within 2 hours, it would open back up again at that point that you finished using it. That was what I had seen. Now I maybe ran into that situation once, so maybe I'm incorrect. But I thought it was 2 hours or used it, whatever comes first.
It was not that way for me.
Did you run into that situation?
Yeah.
Maybe I need to actually.
But. It was weird because like we used it one day. Well, let's finish what talking about
what
it is.
Yeah.
So you'll pay that $15. It'll open up a series of rides, which you can find online what rides are included in that base Genie Plus price. Then you can make a reservation for a lightning lane starting at 7 a.m. if you're staying on property or starting when the park opens and you're in the park if you're not staying on property.
Yep.
So it is a benefit to stay on property because you can make that first one at 7 a.m. That'll get you in line before a lot of people. So if you want to do Rise and you waited till the park opened, you'd be out of luck.
You're totally out of luck. Yeah.
So, but Rise and other rides that are super popular are actually an extra charge. So... When I was there, Rise was $15 per person on top of that. So you were paying, if you want to do both, which we did, it's $30 per person.
Right.
For a day.
Now, one thing to note about that is the Lightning Lane Plus stuff that's like you were saying, the a la carte like Rises.
Right.
Those are not, you don't need to buy Genie Plus to do those. So
no,
like
you
theoretically,
can do that separately.
Yeah, theoretically do that separately. And then the other big difference that I didn't fully realize until I started doing it was the Genie Plus reservations for Lightning Lane are not reservable in the sense that you can set a time. That was something
that was super annoying.
It was really annoying. And it was one of those things for me where I'm like, we used to deal with that with the original FastPass system.
Mm-hmm.
And in some ways, I get the appeal and how it works. Well, anyway, we'll get to the our feelings about it. But that was something that I was not expecting from a paid service.
Yeah.
Was basically like, oh, so I'm paying this flat fee and I have to just like...
Then you're at the whim of whatever time is available.
Yeah.
And so, there's a lot to say there.
I know.
But yeah, so that's...
we're going to get there quickly.
The basics are you have those two options. So you can do the one that's... It's a fast... You can have access to fast passes for a number of rides.
Yep.
Or you can do the a la carte. I want to go to Rise. I want to go to Ratatouille. You know, the newer rides. Guardians will
usually
be that way.
Usually one or two per park are, though, set up that way.
Yes.
Yep.
So, and you also can make the... If you have the Genie Plus for all day, you can go to different parks and make reservations there, too.
Yep.
So you do have that option kind of to park hop with it.
Yeah.
But that is still subject to your availability to get into the parks. I've never had a problem with that, but I know it does come up occasionally.
It happened again recently, I believe, where they actually closed down hopping. But it does not... And even if a day is full, which is something that I ran into when I was there recently, even if they're like, you can't change your park reservation now, it's all locked down, you can still hop. That was something that was unclear to me, and that is not a problem. So, yeah.
So let's get into our experience now that we've kind of reminded you on how it works.
How it works.
I'll let Ian go first.
All right. So I went, it's a very small group, just two of us for my trip. Yours was small.
Also
it was just, you and Mike too. Yeah. It was me and Mike and you, Mike. No, I'm kidding. We all went with Mike. No, I'm kidding. What we did was, it's something I forgot. We had an early flight in and I'd configured it where we had park days every day, even our travel days.
Yep, us too.
Yeah, which is something that I usually used to not do, but now I do because it's nice. It's just, it feels like there's a little pressure off or something.
It does. And you also just get more time in the parks. And it makes I was only there for 3 nights, but it seemed a lot longer because we went to the parks every day.
Yeah, exactly. So, we woke up. I'm sitting in the Minneapolis St. Paul International Airport and I pull up the My Experience app and pull up Genie Plus and start looking to see what the situation is. The first thing I did was get our Ratatouille reservations. It's a favorite film in my family, and I was traveling with my dad, so that was a big deal. Yeah, exactly. And so I did that. So my first one I tried was the paid one because I wanted to make sure I got that first, and that was very, very understandable. You know, you go in, you find the time of day, you choose the hour, it tells you what's available, like a dining reservation, basically. So we did that, and it was no problem. And I'm like, well, we'll still be in Epcot. Let me see what's up with Genie Plus.
Yeah.
You know, and see what that's like. And that was when I was initially greeted with the unpleasant surprise of not being able to choose the time.
Yeah. Modify it.
Or modify
that's
it. You'd
a
have
big
to cancel
too.
And come. Yeah.
And then hope this time is still available.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And so, you know, we get there. You know, so I'm like, okay, well, let's look at Soarin'. And Soarin' was late enough in the day. Mm-hmm. But now with this new system, like, you can reserve all sorts of things in your day. And now you want to do this Genie Plus, like, I'm just calling it FastPass because it's the original FastPass system with your phone in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. And so I'm looking at, well, distribution now currently distributing for, it was like 4 p.m. or something. And I'm like, well, that's late enough in the day where I feel like we can probably make it work. Mm-hmm. So I just went for it.
Sure.
But that was surprising because I'm like, wait a second, now it's going to get tight because I had a dining reservation and I had a paid Lightning Lane where an additional $30 have been spent to do that. And then I'm trying to like be like, well, let's see.
Get the use
time
out
now.
Of the
exactly.
Disney Plus. Yep.
Exactly. So that was my first unpleasant surprise. but yeah, so kind of continuing on from that, we did... We were in, it's very much still in, you know, spring break season. So crowds were reasonably high. Per day on average on full days, I was able to get like on our day at, Magic Kingdom, I actually got 3 Genie Pluses out of that day.
That's good
for us, which was to me was like, if I can get 2 or more, I feel like that was probably worth it.
Yeah.
But it was hard. It was hard to do.
It is hard. Yeah.
So that was a whole thing that was interesting. So I was able to do, Pirates of the Caribbean, Haunted Mansion, Buzz Lightyear. We were able to do all of that on Genie Plus, which was nice. And it timed out well enough. It was a rainy day.
Yeah.
So it kind of was easy to get those kind of numbers to kind of move along. And then that day we never did anything that was, paid.
Mm-hmm.
But the next day we did our Rise of Resistance, paid one, and we had a snafu that day.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I got up at 6:55, like, mm-hmm. you have to do this now. So you can't wake up whenever you want, either. If you want to get anything, you have to get up. If you're on property, you have to get up and do it.
At 7, yeah.
At 7, yeah. So I got up and did that, and it was like, oh, this is cool. It's a 2:55 for Rise. Mm-hmm. Perfect. I hit go, I hit pay, and then it said, okay, cool, come back at 7 or 8. I'm like, what?
It went so fast.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, but it was like, I didn't have, like, even when I selected my time and went, it, like, already gave, it was very weird. Like, yeah. I didn't think that that was a thing.
It happened to me once or twice.
Did it? Okay, interesting. So that was a thing. I wasn't sure if that was a glitch or not. Good to know. So that ended up causing some problems in my world for, mm-hmm. you know, my, we had an early Oga's, but then our dinner was out of the park.
Oh, yeah.
So that caused all sorts of stuff. What was our dinner? I'm trying to remember. Oh, yeah, we went to Tiffin's. We went to Animal Kingdom, too. So
far flung. Oh, that's not even close. Yeah.
No. So it ended up being, I had to move Tiffin's up, so I bumped it up a little earlier, and then we went back and did Rise.
Nice.
So that was a whole thing. And kind of beyond that, very, very similar experiences. Animal Kingdom the next day we paid for Flight of Passage, and that worked perfectly. The timing was exactly what I asked for. We did Navi River Journey. That was actually Genie Plus. I wasn't expecting that to be on the Genie Plus thing, because they're still, I think at first they had them both on it, on the paid, additional paid. Other than that, we didn't do anything for that one. It was fine. And then our last day we did a Genie Plus. We got a Genie Plus workout for Rock and Roller Coaster.
Nice.
So we were able to. So it was. I felt like I got use out of it every day. I felt like mm-hmm. it was definitely getting more stuff through every day than before. But there was an added level of stress, and I'm curious to hear what you have to say about your kind of experience.
Well, you know, we went and we were not planning on doing Genie Plus, because I have been like, this is BS. Like, having to pay for Fast Pass is when Fast Pass should be a benefit of being on property.
Right.
Is kind of crazy to me still, even after using it. But after the first day we went to Magic Kingdom, it was just crowded. Mm-hmm. You know, like, we're winter travelers. So we're usually in winter where it's not that busy.
Same.
And we were kind of like, well, what if we just tried it and see if it's worth it? Because we were going to be at Epcot all day for Dapper Day the next day.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, we'll try it.
Yeah.
So we got up. I got up and I made sure, like, I paid for it before 7 o'clock, so I didn't have to worry about that. Yep. That's a trick. Like, make sure you have it purchased before 7 o'clock comes around, because otherwise, when you try to book your first one, they're going to be like, okay, but now you have to pay and you have to put all this information
in.
Right. So everything's going to get, you know, cut down on what you can get.
Yeah.
So we made reservations for Frozen right away. Mm-hmm. And then we just rope dropped Ratatouille, because we were at Boardwalks. So we could come in
the
back way. So we had like a 25 minute wait or something.
Nice.
So that was great. And then that first day sold me on it. But then because of this, like, we kept doing it like every couple hours, we would get just a new one.
Yep.
So I think we did like three or maybe four. And then after 2 o'clock, it just let me keep making them without a 2 hour wait.
Really?
And I think this must have been a glitch, because I've never heard of it before.
That's not how it's supposed to work.
Yeah. So I was like, we're done with this one. Let's go on another one. Let's go on another one. And I made like three or four that way. Like, we went on Soarin'. We went on Figment. We went on.
Interesting.
Like, The Land. We got a bunch of them. And I don't know if it was just because, like, maybe no one was using it. It was Dapper Day. So everybody who was there for Dapper Day, a large part of them weren't really riding rides like we were.
Yeah.
We were doing both. We were, like, going around World Showcase and seeing all the outfits and getting pictures taken.
Right.
But we were also, like, we love rides. So we're going on all the rides.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it was just like, it wasn't busy, so they were just like, let them have it or what. But I was like, after 2 o'clock, is this what happens after, you know, after a park hopping time, do you get to just make up whatever you want? But so that first day, we probably got 6 or 7 rides with.
Wow. All on Genie Plus?
Yeah.
Wow.
So we were really lucky. But then the next day we went to Hollywood Studios. And that was the day that we bought the additional Rise, because we were so tired after Dapper Day. We opened and closed that park.
That's a lot of Epcot time, like
an hour and a half break at the hotel in between. Yeah. And then we had two meals that we sat down for.
Okay.
But we were so tired. We're like, I don't want to get up in the morning, because we were originally planning to rope drop Rise like we usually do, and then go do a half day there and then go to Disney Springs.
Yeah.
But we're like, well, let's switch it up. Let's go to Springs in the morning, where it's going to be less busy and we can get up a little later and just chill out a little bit. So we're like, okay, well, I'm still gonna get up. We'll get our rides fast pass so we can make sure to get on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll also do Genie Plus.
Yeah.
So we did that. I got our first ones and that went fine. I think we got one for Minnie and Mickey's. We got the first one we got was for Slinky Dog. Because that was included in the overall until August or something.
Yes.
So it's not, usually it's an additional charge, but right now it's not. So we got Slinky Dog, we got Mickey and Minnie's, and what else did we get? I got one more. I can't remember what. But so we went there in the afternoon, we used it, but then I was still waiting for like 2 o'clock to come around, so a bit more, and it did not happen.
Aww.
And the problem with that is that it's just so busy there because there's just not enough rides.
Yeah.
It was also Dapper Day there.
Oh, yeah.
So like the second day of Dapper Day was at Hollywood Studios that day.
Sure.
So, I mean, it was a little less worth it, but it was still like I got to get on Slinky without a wait. I got to get on Rise. Mickey and Minnie kept breaking down.
Oh.
So they gave us like a free pass for whatever.
Oh, okay.
And it didn't include Tower of Terror, which is the only thing I didn't get. It is like one of my favorite rides.
I love that ride.
And I was like, so I never got on Tower of Terror, which I was sad about. But I was like, okay. And then eventually Mickey and Minnie's went back up like right at the end. So we got on after dinner.
Okay.
So we probably did 2 or 3 outside of the original, the additional one we paid for.
Yeah.
And then on our last day at Epcot, we did it again and we made reservations for Test Track, which is my husband's favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And we hadn't got on Dapper Day because I was like, I'm not getting on that ride in this outfit. I have a hat. It's not practical.
Yeah, it's not practical. We are outdoors. It's like 70 miles an hour. Why?
So we rope dropped Ratatouille again. Mm-hmm. And we were like one of the first people on. So that was lovely.
Yeah.
And then we just actually walked over to Test Track because we were so early and there was no line and we went on it twice in a row.
Really?
There was literally no line because everyone's heading to Ratatouille or Frozen right
now. Sure.
Because those are the two newest rides.
Yeah, that's true.
And Test Track gets
poor
busy.
Test Track.
It gets really busy after people do those rides. But because we were so early, we get to come in, staying at Boardwalk, we got to come in the back gate, which is right there.
Oh, it's so nice.
We just got there at the right time.
Yeah.
So we canceled that one, which is where it comes in. Like, I wish they would just let you modify things and move it around because then you're like, okay, well, what can I get now? I think we got like Soarin.
Right.
And that was it. I think like we got like
Soarin. I was able to get Soarin on that one pretty easily.
Yeah. Soarin wasn't too bad, which I love Soarin.
I love Soarin. Yeah.
So I'll go on that anytime.
There are not that many rides at Disney that make me kind of tear up anymore.
Yeah.
That one does. It's
so lovely.
Bit. Yeah. The first ride we got on when we were there. So I'm just like, oh.
And it was like 90 degrees that day. And we're like, okay, well, we'll go into the land. We'll go to Soarin and then go to the land. And then we got in and the land had a wait of 35 minutes.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, we're not doing the land today.
Yeah, no.
Like, we've already been out twice. We're good.
Crazy. We also had a big wait for the land.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, like there's like a queue for it and you never use it.
Mm-hmm.
And in most times of the year. And it was like, I look over and I'm like, we can do the land. Oh, nope. Okay. Like, we'll go to Soarin, I guess, because we're in Backwards World and now the land is busy. Someone's trying to steal a cucumber or something. I don't know. Yeah, it's super funny.
Yeah, so overall, like, that first day at Epcot, it was well worth it.
Yeah.
But the other 2 days, it was kind of like, it's worth it. When I come during less busy times, I don't know if it's worth it.
Yeah.
But also, my husband and I were talking, like, for us, $30 a day, it's a bit much, but we're going to spend that much on snacks. You know, like, it's not the end of the world.
Yep.
But if you're a family of 4 or more,
yes,
and that price is every day, plus if you want to make sure you get on Rise with little kids, you don't want to get them up at the ass crack of dawn.
Yeah.
You know, like...
No, exactly.
It is too much.
For like, you know, for us, like you said, like, we both went with small groups.
Yep.
Which is probably the part of the reason that we ended up doing it, you know, to a certain degree, unless everyone was going to try to pay themselves. But in this situation, to me, Genie Plus if I forget about the cost and I forget about anything else, to me, it was like, that was a nice thing to have.
Mm-hmm.
It was a nice thing that I could use to interact with the park throughout the day. There are two huge things that drive me nuts about it. Like, just kind of at my core level, I'm sure, you know, you'll probably agree or disagree on one of those. But my first one was, you'll probably get this one, it should be free.
Absolutely.
The service is cool.
At least if you're staying on property.
Yeah. And part of me is like, I like the idea of it being like a perk for property and then you pay otherwise. Or to a certain degree, it's kind of like the original FastPass system, which it reminds me a lot of.
Yeah.
Was free.
Mm-hmm.
It was a free system to use.
Anybody could use it.
Anybody could use it.
You could just go up to that kiosk and get a FastPass.
Grab your little ticket. Yeah. And to me, it feels in a lot of ways that it was in the FastPass system, like, and there's, I think I maybe brought this up on the podcast once before. Defunctland has a video on ticketing or queuing and the FastPass system at Disney. And it does a really good job to show, like, sort of like the inequalities of different people who go and ride rides at Disney.
Yeah.
And to me, the one that was really cool about the original FastPass system is it was free and there was no time-based benefit.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, you walked into the park and everyone, the only thing that anyone could have over anyone else was knowledge.
Yep.
And that was to a certain degree really cool, because even if you were a huge family, everyone could go up and get their get their fast passes and you could still game the system just by being an informed, you know, visitor.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with FastPass Plus, it got a little bit more difficult and they changed some stuff and made it harder, and I could tell that they had made a mistake. Like, they knew they made a mistake when they went to FastPass Plus with a lot of things. I liked it because I always had good luck with it, but that's because I was informed and also staying on property most of the time. And so now with this new system, they really just should have been like, you know what? FastPass worked. Why not just make that again? But now it's free and everyone does it on their phones.
Yep.
And then maybe we can make those really crazy rides. Those are $15 per person. You know, and just be like, yeah, that's still kind of scummy, but like, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, we can understand that. And then people still have the ability to go to other rides, and then maybe the big giant family has to wait in line for rides. Maybe that's what happens. But it still gives a little bit more equity to everyone else.
I definitely agree. I did like FastPass Plus. I liked being able to
know
well in advance when I was going to have those FastPasses so I could plan other things.
Yeah.
That was like my main pet peeve.
Yeah.
It's like, I would get a FastPass, and then it would be, I'd have 20 minutes to get from Test Track to France to make a dining reservation.
Yep.
Because I don't have any control over what time it gives me.
Right.
And then you get this, but you can't modify it. So you then, if you want to change it or like, oh, shoot, I booked this, but then I realized it overlapped with something, my dining reservation, I can't go in and modify it. I have to cancel it and then just hope I can get it again.
Right.
It's just, there's so many bugs in it to be that expensive and still difficult to operate. And also, I couldn't figure out at first. My husband had to help me figure out where I could even cancel it.
Right.
Because you can't cancel it from every page that you can see it on.
No, no.
Like, you have to go to one specific place.
And totally. And that ties into my second kind of main thing is, A, I'd be less annoyed with that if it was free.
Yep.
And two, I felt like I was in my phone all flippin' day.
Yes.
I'm like, I'm in one of the most expensive places to be. It's so immersive. There's so much going on.
I can't
I'm
enjoy
looking
it
at my phone.
It's 5 minutes till I can get my next one.
Right. I'm sitting there trying to, like, I was spending time, you know, for an hour every morning having to re-jimmy our plans to make everything work for the day.
I'm just imagining a couple with kids trying to juggle their kids and then being on their phone trying to get a fast pass because you don't want to wait an hour and a half in this line.
Right.
Also, another thing I really noticed with this new system is when you're in line, the crazy amount of fast pass people that they let go before the actual line.
Yeah, they've changed that ratio. They must have.
It's got to be four times as much.
And I think that, and I know that in the past, and this could be also our own bias because we're usually not there this time of year.
Yeah.
Because Disney has a phases that they enter into with that. So there's like a base level. It's like 4 or 5 to 1 ratio they usually operate off of. But if there's a problem with crowds and people are like getting into the line for their queue at the same time and not spread out way, then they actually can go through like 4 other phases of different ratios all the way up to 100 to 1.
It was crazy.
Yeah,
like,
it's,
I swear,
crazy.
There had to be like 30 people go before a regular standing line.
And it's just,
and I was like, can you imagine if you've been waiting
for 120 minutes?
120 minutes for rides, and you get to the front,
and
then rooms
just
fill up before you can go
because they're paying for it. And I was even listening to people ahead and behind us in the standby line talking about being like, "Oh, we can't." Like, it was just definitely this like class structure vibe. Was
it's very
really
classist.
Dramatic.
It's very
And
it's
that
very
was
off-putting.
And that was really where I fell to, where I was like, the Genie Plus system had its foibles as a product, as a service. But if it was a free service offered to everyone that had a phone in the park, I feel like that's cool. I would have been cool with that because then if you feel like dealing with it and you get up at 7 and you're starting and you can get your thing going, that's fine. And if you have for me, it was like my dad and I are both Star Wars fans. Mm-hmm. So we want to go to Rise. Yep. So then we would have splurged on that. You know, so it lets you pick and choose and be more, you know, flexible with what you want to do.
Especially when your guests are paying these premium prices to stay on property, but they have a family of five and they can't afford $15 a day.
Like they've already
spent so much to be there. At least give them their free fast passes that they used to get for staying on property.
Yeah.
If they want to do more, then charge them.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a couple bucks a ride or whatever it is that you feel is fair. But you weren't giving that to people for free.
Yep.
That was a reason you could upcharge them on those rooms. Because some of those rooms are great and some of them are not that great.
Yeah.
And you could go stay in Disney Springs property or Swan and Dolphin that still have buses to the parks every day.
Now, did Swan and Dolphin have the extended FastPass Plus thing? I thought they did.
They did.
Oh, they did. Okay.
Yeah. And they also still can get in on extra magic hours. Like, there's no difference, really. And it's so much cheaper.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, why are you not expecting people to... Are you expecting people just won't know? Those go to your... I think they're just counting on people who don't know Disney World, who are just going to go to the Disney World website and book everything through there because it's convenient. Mm-hmm. It is.
It is.
It's a great...
That's what I did.
For years, that's what we did. It's like, I can do a payment plan. I can do all of this. It's great. But once you get in there and once you're a regular, you're like... You're taking all this stuff away and you're acting like, oh, it was a great thing that you got while you got it.
Right.
But we were really just being generous. I'm like, no, you weren't.
No, you weren't. No,
we paid a premium for that.
And I, to a certain degree, and this is a fully just a theory on my part. I feel like based on what I've seen with information about like the statistics and stuff, about how Disney handled lines and stuff, especially from that video, which I suggest everyone watch. Truly. It's very eye opening. Talking about how cool FastPass Plus was for people who were aware of it and had the availability to book it out far enough in advance, all that stuff, was really cool. The problem was they were having way too many people and not enough places to put them.
Yeah.
And they were truly getting to the point where, and then the people who weren't on board at all and didn't have it, their wait times were getting far longer.
Yeah.
And as we were just talking about, like, you're standing at the standby line going like, holy crap, there's so many people from the other line going through and we're just standing here. So it was becoming a real problem. And I know that Disney knew this.
Mm-hmm.
My theory here is that they're like, well, there's a couple ways we can curb this. One way is just to make it a paywall.
Yeah.
And that'll by its very nature keep some people from doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like both like a sound logic for like from it just from like a logistical decision, but if you think about like the guest experience, it's very un-Disney in the way that they've done stuff in the past, where like they launched when they launched from the original FastPass system to the FastPass Plus and Magic Band system and My Disney Experience, like all of those things, they were huge projects and they were greenlit just because they knew that they could A, get more people in more places throughout the park, and they'd get them into more dining and more stores, and it was a better experience for the person.
Exactly, you're gonna save your money to spend it at the places that are gonna make you money.
Right.
It's really strange to me. It just like you said, it feels very un-Disney. It feels very just pinching the pennies of everyone who comes through those gates, and it doesn't. Even with like the Max Pass system in California, I experienced that a couple times, and it was I think $10 a day.
Yep.
And the reason it worked so well, and I enjoyed it, and was totally willing to pay that, was that the only time you had to be on your phone is right when you got into the line and you used your pass. So you're in line anyways. What a great time to book your next thing. And it also allowed you to more easily control what time you're going places, because it would give you options for the time.
See.
So like, okay, well, I have dinner here, so I'm not going to book that, but there's a later one for this ride.
Right.
You know, and you're in line, so it's like, okay, you have nothing better to do. You're still in your fast pass line. There's still a little queue. Mm-hmm. So it's a great time to book your next one.
Yeah.
This is just like, good luck. You're going to get what you get on time wise.
And sucker, you already paid for it.
Hope your other plans. Yeah.
Right. That's it too. It's like, you let us book other things 90 days in advance, mm-hmm. and then we get to our day of, and nothing. We then suddenly we're like, oh, I don't know. Like, yeah. I'd have to keep checking back on my phone to see when the next thing I was kind of looking at was going to be good to go.
Yeah,
it's like either make the service that exists free, mm-hmm. or take. You know, the service that's paid,
yeah.
and do give us the same tools you give us for the a la carte Lightning Lane.
Yeah.
Make it all the same, like, and give us those same
Make
controls
it $2
and the schedule.
Each.
Yeah. You know, do everything like yeah. that. Or if it's Genie Plus stuff, all of those, let us at least choose the time.
Exactly.
That's the least you could do for $15 per person per day.
When they originally announced this, I thought it was just going to be Max Pass for everybody, mm-hmm. and they raised the price $5. And I was like, cool.
Yeah, great.
Like, not ideal.
Whatever.
I prefer
we'll
my three
work.
Free.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Yeah.
I'll do that. I loved Max Pass.
Yeah.
And then they said this 2-hour thing is BS.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm going to have to watch my phone and count, make sure I don't miss my time.
Right.
And then hope that by that time, the time that comes around, whatever I want is still available.
Mm-hmm.
So then you also have to strategize what things you book when.
Strategizing. Exactly.
Like,
that was.
I don't want to have to do that. I'm here to have a good time.
I know.
I'm not doing math and
yeah.
like hierarchy yeah. of rides. I just want to hang out and have fun.
I know. We get back from the trip and I, a couple days later, I went and saw my family. And my mom was like, yeah, Dad was telling me about how, like, you literally, like, he's like, you saw so much, but it was only because you were, like, perpetually working on it. And I'm like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was a job. Like,
yeah.
it was ridiculous. I mean, it was, like, rewarding to a degree because we mm-hmm. saw a lot of things and it was
yes.
a really fun trip.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that is not a realistic me doing that. Being a person like you and I mean,
we're
huge
planners.
Nerds.
Yeah.
And we're planners. We love Disney. We're keeping track of this stuff.
Yeah.
And we're working on that. And, like, I had to be on my A game every day
exactly.
just to get what we wanted to see. And we still missed Frozen Ever After. We missed, there was a couple we didn't because my dad was having neck problems. So
yeah.
we didn't do Space Mountain or Tower. But at the same mm-hmm. time, I don't know that we would have been able to.
I could
to
do
a certain
on
degree.
Tower.
Yeah.
And that's one of my favorite rides in
yeah.
all the parks.
Yeah.
But I chose poorly, I guess.
You've chosen poorly. Yeah.
I'm just like,
yeah.
okay. And
yeah.
then the ride the whole time, I mean, the queue the whole time, I think the lowest I saw was 80 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not standing
yeah,
in line for 80 minutes. I'll be back.
Yeah, I waited in line for,
it's just,
I got a sunburn waiting to get onto Rock and Roller Coaster the first time, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I will not wait for Aerosmith.
Yeah.
I
will not wait for Aerosmith. I love that coaster.
I love that coaster. It's a great coaster.
Yeah.
It would be a great Emperor's New Groove coaster.
They really do need to
and,
up. It
and
is very
the
depressing.
Great thing is that the Aerosmith contract is up at, like, next year.
Yeah.
So I'm really hoping they retheme that, because who's
yeah.
coming to Disney World to see freaking Aerosmith?
I know. It's so, and it was so funny
Boomers.
Because I remember, you know, going back and you go to that pre-show and you're just like, wow. This is from a long time ago. Like, it's just
the
it's
pandemic.
Like,
Disney Hollywood Studios there in the pandemic was great because you got to skip the Aerosmith pre-show.
Jesus,
so,
it was just so.
Yeah.
I'm like, it just no part of it aged well. And you just
it's
stand
so
there. And I'm like,
corny.
This
it's
is so
poorly acted.
1999
it
and like
is.
And like, wow, like. Why is this like when you go that topical? Like, it's just not gonna stay.
No
relevant.
One asked for this.
Yeah, no one asked.
No
for this.
One wants it.
Not anymore. Well, it was supposed to be, and this is super off topic, it was supposed to be a Rolling Stones coaster.
They offered it to a lot of people. They offered
mm-hmm.
it to U2. And everybody turned it down because they weren't going to pay them enough.
And but whatever reason, Aerosmith's like, well, we're cheap enough. Go for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we'll take $1 million.
Yeah,
that's
we'll
fine.
Do it. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. So that's...
But back to Fast
Back
Pass.
To Fast
yeah.
Passes and Lightning Lane.
So
yeah.
like, if you're two people and it's busy,
yeah.
it can be worth it.
It can be worth
but
it.
But if you're a family... That the
it doesn't
price
scale
is just
well.
Prohibitive.
It doesn't scale
no.
well.
No. Especially,
yeah.
like, on a good day, you can get, you know, two or three. If you
mm-hmm.
Like, I got that a crazy amount that one day because I think there was a glitch.
Yeah.
So.
I do need to double check to see, because I remember reading the rule saying that it was supposed to be, every pre-purchaser tickets. Okay. Sorry, I'm looking.
No, you're good.
I'm looking to see. Because my understanding, according to what I read, was that every day, first selection, See, and I had this memory of us being able to choose one
mm-hmm.
after, but I have a also have a memory of somebody saying that they can change the rules based on the crowd level.
Yeah, and I'm guessing that's what happened for Dapper Day, is that people just weren't using it.
Yeah.
So they were like, we'll just open it up.
Yeah.
Because people were there for Dapper Day and not necessarily rides. Because, yeah, I definitely used the first one that I booked, which was Frozen at, like, 10 in the morning. And it wasn't until, like, 2 p.m. that they were just like, whatever. Book what you want, people.
Yeah.
What was left? You know, it wasn't like there was Test Track left. There wasn't Frozen left or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was all, like, the lesser ridden rides, you know. Probably ones that I didn't even need a Lightning Lane for, you know, like Journey into Imagination.
Okay, so this is according to touringplans.com, who I do trust.
Yes.
How does Lightning Lane and Genie Plus work? Selections for Lightning Lane attractions work similar to how Fastpass Plus worked, except you can make selections the first day, blah, 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 blah. You can make a second selection at the earliest of the following times. When you redeem your first selection, when the first selection's arrival window has ended, when 120 minutes have passed since you made the first selection. Those are supposed to be the three criteria.
So for us, like the first time, like we made the first selection at 7 a.m. So by 10:20 or whatever time it was, it was time.
It was time anyway. Yeah. Yeah.
So, but this is the thing. You could use it for 3 days and still not understand all of how it works.
And the way that they've named it, just from a basic level, the way they've named it is terrible. You know, you have two different products that are
Lightning Lane and Genie Plus.
Right. Like if you're going to make Lightning Lane and Genie Plus as a system, but they operate totally differently. It was just, they basically made it so you had to pay money and have a degree in how to use the Genie Explorer.
Not user-friendly.
Yeah.
If you are someone who's just going to Disney for the first time, my suggestion is just to go and try to have fun and expect some waits.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going during a busy time of year, maybe think about it if it's just a couple of you.
Yep.
If it's a big family.
Is
it worth it to get to the front of two lines? You know, I don't know.
Yeah. If it's kind of busy and there's like three or less of you.
Yeah.
Or maybe even four, depending on how you're feeling. Just knowing and that $15
if you're
there,
paying for everyone. Like if you're a group of friends, then that's
make
different.
Make everyone pay for it.
Yeah. But if you're a group, if you're a family that you're one person is paying for everybody, it's too much. It's just too much. And it's not a benefit. I'm sorry, but if I'm only getting the regular three rides and I'm paying $120. No.
And that was, and also depends on the number of days you can't, I mean like that was the other thing.
It's
just
day.
Like, it's per day. Like it's just like, it gets so wild after a while. But yeah, I mean, I basically, for me, I came into it being like, I'm going to use it the way I want to and not think about the cost and then go back and look and see how absurd it was.
Yeah.
And it was both like, kind of absurd a little bit for two people, but also like I got most of what I wanted to see. I just hated that I had to work so hard for it.
That's
like, I'm paying to work hard for it.
I go to Disney and I do all my planning ahead of time and then I don't have to worry about it. I can just kind of go with the flow. But with this, I'm constantly having to be like, how long I can make my next fast. I was constantly clicking to make fast passes just to see what time it was I could make my next fast pass.
Yeah. No,
and
I agree.
It's just frustrating. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not fun.
No.
I don't think it's a good product.
No.
It's
not
a good value.
It needs tweaking.
They need to go back and workshop it.
They're deeply close to having something that could work, but they need to think about the price and value of what these services are delivering for people and how much and the kind of vibe that it gives to the people who are there. And it more than ever, as much as I really truly loathe the Disney broke like dad t-shirts, like I could punch somebody, but that's a separate problem.
Yeah.
But also at the same time, it's like, it's true now that it does feel like that. It's like, why has Disney decided they want to pull something from the Spirit Airlines book? You know, like why would you do that?
Absolutely.
It just feels very unpremium and very un Walt Disney. Like, you know, like I don't think that's something that he would have liked.
No.
He waited in line with his guests.
Mm-hmm.
He did not want there to be a class structure for rides. Once you're in
the
park, you are a person in the park, and then everyone is even, and that's how I remember it when I was young, whether or not that was actually how it was, but I just remember everyone being kind of in the same
It was
kind of
that
zone.
Way, because, I mean, the only thing I ever remember having, you know, a fast line was when they came out with the kiosks, which wasn't even our entire childhood. They were, that didn't even exist our entire childhood.
I think they launched in, like, 01?
Yeah. So like in the '90s when we were going, yeah. it was just like, you just got in line.
Yeah.
And everyone people did. Yeah. And it was fine.
Yeah. And the waits were a little bit shorter then
yeah.
too. Yeah.
So it's like, if you want to do a premium thing, great, but mm-hmm. make it easy. And the biggest thing is like, you want people to be able to not be stressed. Mm-hmm. So make it so I can pick a time.
Yeah.
Like that thing. Twice I had to like cancel things or try to move something.
Yep.
And I don't want to be doing that.
It was stressful. It was so stressful.
Yeah, it's just too stressful.
Yeah.
So there's definitely some changes that need to happen sooner rather than later.
Absolutely. Well, and on that rant.
It's a Laurel and Ian episode. So
you know what that means. Anyway, this has been WD Carousel Podcast. My name's Ian.
And I'm Laurel.
And we hope you have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. Just a dream away.